because teachers and researchers are so expert in using academic language, the challenges of academic text and academic language are so transparent to them, and yet they are obscure to children. And so we need to think about how to identify those challenges and those difficult pieces of language to pay attention to them through instruction. We will not be asking teachers to shift their core teaching goals and not asking them to teach language instead of history or science, but just offering them some key support to better communicate and co-construct learning with their students by paying attention to language in promoting a deep understanding. First, we need to understand that as learners grow, they need to navigate more social contexts and use language for an increasing variety of purposes. So they need to continue to learn new ways of using language. And the point that is even more important for education is that we know from research that some learners might be highly skilled in some social context. They might be skilled at telling sophisticated narratives or elaborated jokes or reporting sportscasts, but yet they might be less skilled in other contexts, such as using language to construct arguments at school. So we need to remember then that language use and language learning vary by context, and that we learn language by participating in specific contexts. We learn to narrate by telling stories. We learn to argue by participating in debates. We learn to use language to explain abstract concepts by doing so. And so not all students have had opportunities to participate in ways of using language that are close to the ways in which language is used at school. And so they might be skilled in many other ways of using language, but not in the ones we particularly expect at school. So as a consequence, we need to understand that without addressing the immense variability in students' language development, schools actually run the risk of maintaining the inequalities that exist in the larger society. That is, students who learned the language and literacy practices valued at school as part of the regular life outside of school will continue to have much higher chances of achieving academic success than those who do not have access to such practices outside of school if we don't address these particular needs.